I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Archery hunting season underway in West Virginia. That means a lot of hunters are going to be shooting from an elevated position. You need to always keep safety in mind if that's the way you're going to hunt from the forest heights. We'll talk about it coming up after this. Hunting from a tree stand is a tremendous advantage. You can see more, you're out of the line of sight of the game you're after, and you'll likely entice them in for a closer shot. However, on the downside, if you fall, you might kill yourself. You need to guard against the latter. Sergeant Jerry Payne with the DNR's law enforcement section says the best advice is to stay away from the homemade tree stand.
Personally, I don't think that anybody that would know what they were doing would build a bad one, but in the by 28 years, I've seen people fall out of tree stands that were just two by-fours and a pallet from a truck or something up in a tree there, and people fall out.
If you use a stationary stand, make sure it's in good working order before you climb it for the first time in a season.
What we run into is people put a tree stand up, and say it's put together from cables. The seat is held to the platform with a cable, and they'll leave it up year-round. Well, those cables are, you know, quarter-inch diameter or smaller. They rest. People step up on them. They're there for a little bit, and then the bottom falls out of it because the only thing holding it is that cable. So you see a lot of people that will leave them up, and that's not a good idea when it's metal and it's got bolts and cables. It's going to rust, and after 1 or 2 years, it's going to, you know, hurt the integrity of your equipment. It's going to fall out of the tree.
And if you're using a portable stand or a climber, Payne advises you need to take precautions there as well.
Well, I think the important thing with them is to find a straight tree. Because if you got one that's bent, you're going to be leaning out over the ground as you're trying to go up.
The safety harness is of utmost importance. It's your last line of defense between survival of a fall and a possible lifetime of paralysis or death.
Still, yeah, I mean, if you fall and have that harness on, it's not going to feel good, but it's not going to kill you either. You know, so, but if you fall and have nothing holding you into the tree, it's going to hurt you.
And wear the harness from the moment you leave the ground.
Something I've seen in recent years, as people will take, you know, maybe a good-sized diameter rope, and they'll run it up the side of the tree and use what's called a precip knot, and that knot will slide up that rope. But if you pull down on it, there's tensions on it, it'll stop. So you see people using that because you can climb just as quick on your ladder stands or lock-on stands. And you just slide that up. If you come off, you're always attached to the tree.
So hunt safely out there this fall. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.